friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today, friends, we are in
reading.
Yes.
A story called Dino Trucks.
That's right. We found the original Dino Trucks story. And friends, this is actually a series that is on Netflix if you're interested in it. But we found the book that it's based on, and it's the actual original book. So brace yourselves, kids, because we're going in. Dino Trucks was written by Chris Gall, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Here we go. Millions of years ago, prehistoric trucks roamed the earth. They were huge. They were hungry. But they weren't helpful like they are today. They rumbled, roared, and chomped. And they did not get along well with others. They were called
Dino Trucks.
Here we go. The earth was fiery and dangerous. Volcanoes shot lava everywhere. Cave people ran for their lives. And tar pits could swallow them whole. Dino Trucks ruled the world. Look, high in the branches, Kranosaurus. He was always sticking his nose where it didn't belong. Crack! Munch! Look out, birds, it's time for lunch. Look at him. In the picture, we can see him chomping on the trees, right? And I would like to see, what kind of animal do you think this might have, or what kind of dinosaur do you think this could have been?
A giraffe type.
Yeah, with a long, tall neck. I think that would be like a Brachiosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a crane truck, which has the long neck. Okay. Dozer-tops had no patience. Trees and boulders, get out of the way. Dumplodocus? That's right. Was a litter bug. And what a mess he has made. Okay, so let's look at these two. Dozer-a-tops is a dozer. Triceratops? Maybe? And then what do you think Dumplodocus is? Well, he looks like he might be a dump truck, right?
Yep.
Yeah. They're very interesting things. Let's keep going. There goes Rolodon. He never watches where he's going. And in the picture, we can see what he has done. What is he rolling across?
He is rolling across turtles.
Yeah, little lizards flattening them out. Some snakes, too, because he's left this big long, like, ribbon of snake. And that's because he's a roller construction truck mixed with, I'm not sure what kind of dinosaur that might be. But there it is. Okay, oh my goodness. A Garbageodon ate everything in sight. And that rascal Digosaurus used his shovel wherever he pleased. So there he is. Dirt. Chomp, 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 chomp. And Garbageodon, what kind of construction truck is that?
Garbage truck.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. And Digosaurus is a digger, I think, right? But they are certainly causing trouble wherever they go. Garbageodon, it looks like, has chomped on some caveman's house. Oh, man. Oh, those Deliverodons napping when they should have been working. These look like delivery trucks. Dinosaurs. And I would think they should be working delivering something, but instead they're taking naps. Dino trucks sure were stinky. When the belly of the Cementosaurus growled and his stomach turned, pew. And Black Topodon, don't even ask. He always had to go. So, pew. It's true. So, Cementosaurus looks like a cement truck, a cement mixer, right? And
he has to go big poopies.
Yeah, he's done. It looks like he's got some very big poopies coming right out. Super gross. And Black Topodon. So black top is what you put on top of the asphalt when you're making a cement, making a road, a new road, right? But it looks like in the picture, what's he doing? He's going potty. My goodness. Okay, next page. Firesaurus was so hot-tempered, he snacked on raw lava. Boop, boop, boop. Let's have a barbecue. So in the picture, he is, what sort of truck is he?
A
fire truck. And he shoots the fire out instead of putting the fire out. But you know what? When you've got that much hot fire and you're a caveman, all you gotta do is take some fish, put it on a stick, hold it out over the fire, and voila, barbecue. Yum, yum, yum. At least they could be somewhat helpful. Okay, rumble, 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 a Cimosaur stampede. All night long, always in a hurry. And these are semi-trucks that are dinosaur semi-trucks. And you gotta watch out for them because they stampede, right? And do you remember what a stampede is? It's when a large group of things move together.
Oh no, that dino truck's running away too.
Yeah, and we can see the cave people are running and the other smaller dinosaurs are trying to get out of the way. Okay, here we go. Boom, 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 look out. It's the belly of the jungle, Tyrannosaurus trucks. Get away, Tankersaurus. Don't spill on his foot. So the Tankersaurus, it looks like, is a tank truck. And the Tyrannosaurus trucks definitely is a Tyrannosaurus Rex that is a truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Chomping, rolling, digging, honking. The dino trucks ruled for a million years or more, but one day there was a flash of light and a terrible storm, and dino trucks everywhere wheezed and sneezed, and most began to rust. They slowly sank into the goo and mud. Achoo! Down, down, down. But the smart ones went south in search of better weather. And over the hundreds and thousands and millions of years, they shed their teeth and their toenails and their misbehaving ways.
Come on, dino trucks, lend a hand.
Good work, dino trucks. And now they're always on the job. And in the picture, we can see all these different kinds of trucks.
They're making fossils.
And they're pulling a fossil of a different kind of dino trucks out of the ground. And they're all very well-behaved looking mission trucks. There's the digger and the
firesaur.
The fire one. Mm-hmm. The dump truck. Yep. Yep. Now, and the bulldozer, they all look like very nice looking construction trucks and service trucks now. But I do think this is one silly and very, very funny story. Oh, and the last page says, and they never, ever quit. And in the picture, we can see the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the Tyrannosaurus trucks fossil is in a museum. And he's turned on his lights, on his eyes, to help the janitor who's sweeping the floor see at night. I don't know why the janitor just doesn't turn on the light, though. But I guess if the Dino Trucks helps you, then you're probably safe, right? Mm-hmm. Mm. But this, my friends, is the end of the story, and I think that we've seen some really awesome-looking trucks, and they've been imagined to be really awesome-looking dinosaurs. And it would have been really funny if there really were dinosaurs that were trucks. But the dinosaurs were not actually trucks, were they? Mm-hmm. No, they were not. But that's the end of our story. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.